podcast. This is Twisted Cat and Patch.
And we're in a restaurant, so get so in the diner.
Yeah.
We're doing podcast stuff.
So we're probably also not going to yell.
So we just saw, first of all, I'm supposed to be in goddamn Japan right now.
Yeah, tonight was a total weird event.
But I'm not even mad about the typhoon anymore.
Right.
I'm like, wow. We saw Liam Gallagher.
Like what?
Oh, and the Who. This crazy little band. WHO, for those of you who are following along. I have cried at exactly two concerts in my life, and they have both involved Roger Daltrey. The first one was without Peter Frampton.
Uh-huh.
And the second
Townsend,
one...
Townsend, you mean?
Yes, thank you. And the second one was tonight with Pete Townsend, which... So I saw Roger Daltrey about 10 years ago, and Pete was having a bunch of problems with his hearing.
Right.
And was unable to tour or play live, and they weren't sure whether they were going to be able to fix it or what.
I remember that whole period.
And so I thought that I was never going to see Pete Townsend live, and...
Can I get an iced tea?
I'll also have an iced tea, please. And tonight, so I've been cranky that I wasn't going to be able to see this show.
Right. Since February when I bought tickets?
Yeah. So they started their set playing Tommy, the condensed version.
But I really felt like we were watching like all of Tommy. It was just very weird.
Well, they missed a couple of my favorites, but that's all right. They started with the overture, and just the fact that I was there and able to see Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend on stage live when I never thought that I was going to be able to see that was so much. And what a great show. I mean, it's The Who, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I found out that they were coming to town and that I was actually available and none of y'all were.
So mad.
I was like, this is one of the bands. They're going to die like sometime soon. They're old. I mean, they're like, what, 74 or something, you know? And I was like, out of all of the bands that are of that era that I have not seen yet, this is the one.
Yeah.
And I paid more for tickets than I usually care to. And it was so worth it. I just like during the Tommy stuff, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, Tommy, we, and then when they kind of dismissed the orchestra and started, you know, playing, I lost my shit. Like I teared up, during Who Are You?
Yeah.
Like as soon as they started, I was just like, ah.
Yeah.
I just,
yeah, they're one of those bands, and let's give it up for Roger Daltrey. That man,
oh my God,
his voice is still amazing.
I mean, he sounds a little older, but wow, I mean, like that when he hits the high note towards mm-hmm. the end, that was brilliant.
Yeah, and Pete, man, that man has always looked rough. And at the beginning of the show, he was having some trouble with some of the Tommy stuff. And I was like, oh no, this, please don't let this be a whole show of like,
old man.
Yeah. And it wasn't.
No, there was the one place where he faltered and I was towards the end and I was like, ah, both Tegan and I like grabbed each other and we're like, please don't die.
Yeah, he started bouncing around on the stage and just being his rock and roll self.
Yeah.
Like a man of 30 years younger easily. And just to watch
all of his trademark moves.
Yeah, just to watch a consummate professional ply his joy in his 70s. I mean, it brings me back to another show that I saw at the Bowl, which was B.B. King 15 years ago or whatever it was. What an amazing show that was. you know, but he was getting older. He was in his 80s at the time. And, you know, he apologized to the crowd when they brought a chair out for him.
Aww.
Right? He's like, I'm sorry. Please excuse me. I do need to sit for a while. And like, everybody in the stadium was like, dude, sit. Do you. It's all
keep
good.
Keep playing. We're good.
But, yeah, this was fantastic. And
The orchestra was amazing.
Yeah, they were very good. They were,
that
I mean,
first violinist was brilliant.
Yeah. No Lacey Sturm, but...
She was still out there dancing around during Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, that's what she was hired for.
Sure.
Clearly.
But, you know, I mean, it's rare. It's still really rare that I find a first violinist or any violinist who has that much stage presence and can hold her own
right
with, like, you know, a big ass band.
Well, again, it's what she was hired for.
Sure.
So they did very well in finding her, and I mean, he made some crack about her being their librarian. I don't know if that was a like she's actually cataloging their music or something. Or...
Well, I know that they just worked on the documentary and stuff like that, and so maybe there's some sort of cataloging going on.
And if so, that's fantastic. Pete, so just to completely take a left turn into esoterica here, I've watched a lot of guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guitarists. Sure. And Pete Townsend does some stuff that I've never seen anyone else do before.
Mm.
Which was really fascinating to me. He does this thing with the edge of his pick
uh-huh.
on the strings, but it's parallel to the strings, not, or you know, it's perpendicular to the strings, not parallel
like
to the strings.
Like he's almost bowing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I've seen other people do lengthwise. That was really fascinating to me.
Well, and that's part of the classic Who's sound to me is him doing that.
Mm, okay.
Now.
I've never seen that before.
Sure.
And, you know, he did lots of little noodly guitar things that kind of really let you know that he's still in there and he's still messing with sound and,
mm-hmm.
and still
mm-hmm.
really feeling... what he's doing and making noise with this string wooden thing, which I really enjoy. That was fantastic.
They did two songs up in the new album.
They did, which were
I love
perfect,
them.
They were perfectly cromulent. Yes.
I had heard Ball and Chain before.
Okay.
It's on available online, as he said, and I'd heard that before. Did you guys get voucher for a free copy of the album?
We were supposed to have. I haven't seen
okay.
anything, but...
Yeah, because that was part of the deal with getting Bowl tickets was that we got, you know, it's not out yet, so
right,
basically...
so I'm expecting I'll get an email at some point
yeah.
saying, here's your download link,
but
like
I'm
did.
Very excited. Green
with
Day?
Some, yeah, with Green Day.
Green Day.
Another great show.
So, yeah, I didn't realize that Liam Gallagher was opening tonight.
No, I even looked uh-huh. while we were on the shuttle coming in. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to be late. Who's opening? Do I care? And I could find no information about
yeah.
any opener. I'm like, well, fuck.
So you just missed part of Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, well, so you texted me saying Liam's opening, and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I was just talking smack about him yesterday. F that guy in his neck.
Well, and like he wouldn't stand up straight. I don't know if you noticed like his posture.
Yeah, he comes at the microphone from underneath, but it's set for him to speak into when he's standing up straight, and so he
it's
has to do this weird,
weird
scrunchy thing.
It's just where we're like we're sitting there like you know that's adjustable, right? We could move the mic for
it's
you.
His style. That part didn't bother me. I found it odd, but it didn't bother me at all. But
and maracas are the new cowbell.
Right. Maracas are the new cowbell. I mean, I've never liked the Gallagher brothers. and you know, I came into this willing to have my mind changed. It wasn't. You know, I did learn something that I didn't know about the Gallagher brothers previously, and that's that Noel is the one with the talent.
I think I knew that actually.
Because Liam is just there to be whiny and threaten to punch his brother. And
he was lacking his brother, so there was much whining.
Yeah. God, I hate Champagne Supernova. God, I hate that song.
And by the way, for everyone listening, did you know that there's an R at the end of Supernova?
He's from the Brooklyn quarter of London. Supernova. It's not a straw.
But let's go back to The Who, because that was just lovely. I my brain is still processing the fact that I just saw The Who.
Yeah.
Like, part of my head is still in shock that that was a thing.
Yeah. If you're out there, if you're listening to us, if you've never seen The Who before, or even if you have, find them, go see them. They're not going to be around forever. They are consummate rock and roll professionals. I'm actually a little sad that Roger didn't. I'm really glad that Peter kind of took the center stage and did a lot of the talking. But Roger is an amazing storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get an opportunity to see him solo,
mm-hmm.
the stories that he tells are really fabulous.
Cool.
But I
think he defers to Pete when Pete's there because Pete's the songwriter.
Well, yeah. It's Peter fucking Townsend. Go see them, guys. Go see The Who. It's not even about supporting them or making sure that their, you know, end of life is comfortable with your money. Go see them because it's effing worth it.
Yeah, that was just, it was such a good show. Even with the woman in front of me hooting and waving her hands in the air.
How about that lovely couple behind you?
Oh my God. So the couple behind us. So first of all, Tegan and I were sitting on one end of the stadium. And Patch and his lovely bride were on the other end because we had bought tickets at different points.
Yay, Gold Star.
Well, because you were going to be in Japan.
Right.
And so Tegan and I were sitting there giggling about Liam. Yeah. And we heard the couple behind us giggling about them. And we sort of bonded over our mutual, like, well, that happened sort of reaction to Liam Gallagher.
So in between the bands, I came over to visit and say hello. And
we did our obligatory selfie.
And I met the lovely couple behind. We all commiserated about having to sit through a Gallagher brother. And that was adorable. They were sweet. And hopefully they will look this up. Get in the van next time.
Hey, guys.
What else is there to say? I really don't think there is anything else to
say. No, that was a brilliant show. I'm sad you're not going with me to Hailstorm and Godsmack on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. Drop another stake through my heart. On the plus side, I've seen both of those bands perform before. They are, I would, as Sully has said before, I would walk backwards through an asshole to see them again.
Sure.
And Lizzie and RJ and the guys from Hailstorm are always fantastic. I would love to see them. Sadly, our plane is on Wednesday morning. And I'm going to Japan, damn it.
And while you're in Japan, I will see Alien Weaponry yet again.
Yes, but, you know, I'm confident that I have seen what they have to offer now, three, four times, something like that. I'm all for supporting them. They're lovely, lovely young gentlemen.
I'm very excited. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you're going to be around on the 20th, they're playing in Anaheim at Chain Reaction, and I think tickets are only like $12 plus fees. You should totally go and see Alien Weaponry because they are so worth seeing. Anyway.
Plug. We need to start getting, you know, kickbacks for these.
I know, but I mean, I'm happy just to like get them more audience.
Yes,
so.
Yes. You go back and listen to our podcast after the last Alien Weaponry show for more information. They are fantastic live. Yeah. They're fantastic human beings. Their music is fantastic. their crowd is fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we're going to eat dinner. Get in the van.
Get in the diner.
We're doing podcast stuff.